It's 7 hours Beijing time.
公元前210年，徐福的船奉秦始皇之命东渡。汉武帝时期，西汉的船远航至印度洋，开启海上丝绸之路。郑和的船七下西洋，连亚非探美洲。如今“一带一路”新机遇，海上丝绸之路再启程。语言是沟通的船，让中国连接世界。北京外语广播。北京人民广播电台外语广播，中波774千赫，有线调频97.8兆赫。
This is Radio 774，www.am774.com。
北京外语广播网络电台，听双语，网天下。北京外语广播
，Your bilingual station AM 774。
Use English. Come join us and learn native spoken English in a creative way. Fun learning experience, no matter what your English level is. Check it out in Use English.
听众朋友大家好，欢迎再次收听趣味青春英语。 Yes, you're with Rose and Brian again in Youth English.
Well, hello, Brian.
Why do you do that?
I don't know, I just like it. I feel like an official announcer when I say, well, hello, Brian.
Okay. Well, hello, Rosalie. Well, we've just had a lot of things going on during Halloween.
Exactly, so many things for Halloween, and as I said, people celebrate...all month, and you know what? I witnessed a school. Halloween has really caught on in China, and it's insane. I cannot believe that Halloween has caught on in China.
They just want all the fun.
They want all the fun, they do. God. But it's, seriously, it was really big here this year, and it just gets bigger, and it's because, obviously, the foreigners spread it. They bring all these different traditions to China, and it's starting to catch on. But it's a really good thing, especially Halloween is fine. It's supposed to be fun, but can I tell you something funny?
Sure.
Okay, so I was kind of like a man-eater for Halloween. Okay? So I had these white contacts in my eyes. Did you see my pictures?
Oh, I missed them.
Okay, so I'll show you. So anyways, I had like these white eyes and blood running down my mouth and it was in my neck and it was really great. And then I said, you know what? I have to get home. I want to go through the subway like this. So I rode all the way home in the subway. I got tons of people staring and taking pictures. And someone on the subway kept following me around saying, you need to take it off, take it off, take it off. And I'm like, yeah, get away, whatever. But I think he was drunk.I could smell the alcohol in his mouth. But anyways, it was really, really strange. It was kind of fun to walk through like that. It was actually really interesting. And actually, a few people jumped when, like, I turned around and they saw me and they were like, oh, what's this?
Well, glad you didn't finish in the hospital.
Why?
Someone might accidentally punch you in the face looking at, oh, wow. That's freaking scary.
That is scary, isn't it?
All right, well...You know, I can sense how Halloween is catching on, because my first time in life, at my first Halloween party here in China.
Did you really?
Yeah.
When?
The night before.
How was it?
That was fantastic. And we had a lot of friends who brought costumes or bring makeups like that to the party, which was very cool, and that was a first for me. So I think, yeah, Halloween, as well as other Western festivals, are really getting more popular now.
They are, and it's amazing. It's a really, really cool thing. Well, do you know what the next holiday is, Brian?
Yeah, this is the holiday season. Starting from Halloween, we'll have a series of holidays to celebrate, and the coming one would definitely beThanksgiving.
Yes, Thanksgiving. And do you know when Thanksgiving is?
That's a confusing one. I think that's the... Is it the last Sunday of...
What?
Of November?
Where did you get Sunday from? Sunday. Why
Or
Sunday?
Monday.
Nope. You have five other days of the week. Keep going.
So I'll give you right eventually.
Yes.
I'm not really sure. I told you how I'm so confused with these holidays like that. You know, the second some day of some month. If it's the sixth day, no problem. Halloween, that's the fake sixth date, the last day of October.
Exactly, it's the last day of October. Thanksgiving is actually the fourth Thursday of November.
Fourth Thursday?
Yes. Okay,
so fourth.
Fourth, yes. So it can sometimes it varies. Like one year it's the 21st, the next year it's like the 22nd, the year after that's the 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of like goes in a little, you know, spiral. But it is anywhere between like the 21st and 25th, I think. So yeah, it's the fourth Thursday, which is it's not a specific date, it's a specific day.
That's what I don't like about it.
Yeah, but it's awesome. Thanksgiving is the best. I mean, we don't necessarily spend all month celebrating Thanksgiving because Thanksgiving is basically a meal, a really huge family meal.
Yeah.
So we can't celebrate that all month like we can Halloween, like going to parties, buying candy, dressing up, you know, this type of thing. But it's actually such an amazing day. It's really fun. It's the free day of the entire year. Everyone who's on a diet can take this day and gorge and blow up. And then lay on their backs for 6 hours and then do it again.
That sounds good.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I always had a question about Thanksgiving. Do American people eat turkey when it's not Thanksgiving?
Not necessarily. So we do, right? Mm-hmm. But we don't actually have the tradition of going to the stores and buying an entire turkey like this. So if you want to eat turkey specifically, like in a sandwich or something, you can go to the deli, have it sliced. And, you know, it's just like that, but not actually...
Not bake a whole turkey.
No, you will not bake a whole turkey. And turkeys actually take about 8 hours...
To bake.
To bake in the oven. So what people normally do is they get up really early, like around 5:30 a.m. And I think it's actually supposed to be like 30 minutes for every pound of the turkey. And normally we get like a 20, 22-pound turkey. So it's that wouldn't make any sense. Yeah.
It actually does.
Does it?
The turkey is huge.
Yeah, the turkey's huge. So it's for every pound, it's supposed to take like a certain amount of time. But yeah, so it's so if you have a lot of people coming, then for sure. And the tradition is what you do is you take all of the stuff out of the inside, like the insides of the turkey, right? And then what you do is you have breadcrumbs. This is actually a really good way to save your bread. So if you have old bread from the past few months, you haven't used it. It's nasty and it's dry. What you can do is I'm not joking. You can basically cut it into squares and season it, and then you put it inside of the turkey so that once the turkey, it basically soaks up all the juices of the turkey as it's baking. So once you bring it out, take it out, then...
notice how old they are.
Then the stuffing inside is nice and seasoned and moist and just delicious.
Yeah.
And it's the best thing on earth.
And it must have developed a lot of other kinds of stuffings for turkey now, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly what, because the one time I had Thanksgiving turkey was back in 1996 when I was in Boston. So it's been 20 years.
Oh, my God. That stinks. Well, you know, the good thing I like about Thanksgiving is it's not only a day together with your family, but it's a day to sort of show appreciation for families who don't have places to live and stay.
Yep.
And so what I would do, I did for maybe 2 or 3 years in a row, is I actually went to a shelter, homeless shelter, and I'd hand out, they serve free turkey meals, free Thanksgiving meals, and I would just kind of volunteer and help and do that stuff. And yeah, so it was really great.
Yeah, that does sound great. Thanksgiving, 感恩节，这个也是大家非常熟悉的一个节日了。现在已经到了西方的这个节日季，因为从 Halloween， 从这个万圣节开始，一个一个排着节日马上就要到来了。下一个就是感恩节，感恩节呢是每年11月的第四个星期四。非常麻烦的一个节日啊，这个节日我实在是，特别不善于记这种哪个第几个哪个月的第几个星期几的节日啊。但是，感恩节呢是这样一个节日，而且呢每年的感恩节，尤其是在西方国家，也会有很多很多人和家人和朋友一起欢聚。虽然就像我们春节一样啊，就跟年夜饭的意思一样，只是一顿晚饭，但其实呢前后有准备的时间，有大家在一起这个欢愉的时间等等，当然还有其他的这种含义在其中，包括帮助其他需要帮助的人。 So yeah, I believe this is a very good festival.
Yeah, it's a really, really great festival. It's just, oh God, it's bringing bringing back so many memories of my childhood, and especially the bad stuff, like standing in front of the sink for 5 hours doing the dishes because we no, seriously, I'm not kidding. So let me tell you about the tradition in my family, and then I will go ahead and talk a little bit about Thanksgiving.
All right.
So the tradition in my family is that everybody, my mom's closest friends, some relatives, my brothers, everybody else, what they would do is my mom would invite all of them over our house for dinner because we had a very big dining room table. Mm-hmm. And this is what we used it for. My mom's friends would bring some, she would always bake her famous German chocolate cake and do some other things. And yeah, someone else would bring a few other things. And then my mom would do the turkey and, you know, like mashed potatoes and all these really great things. Well, the tradition, of course, was that my mom had to pull out every single dish possible. Okay, my sister and I were cringing because we basically wanted my mom to forget about the extra, you know, she's so like formal, right? So we had not only a plate and a fork and a knife and a spoon, but then we had another knife and another spoon for coffee, and then she'd have the coffee cups and then the saucers, right? And then she would have the dessert plates. And then she would have the wine glasses and the water glasses. So I would try to help make her forget about all this different silverware and all of the different cups and the saucers that we needed, praying that nobody wanted to drink coffee or praying that nobody wanted to drink juice, because my sister and I were the ones that would have to stand above the sink for hours doing the dishes when dinner was over.
So basically, Rosalie just has been complaining about her mother during the past 5 minutes.
You want to know something hilarious?
Yeah.
This is why I do not like doing dishes today. So the dishes in my sink will sit there for like...
Oh, trauma.
Yeah. They'll literally sit there for a week, unfortunately, because I don't have a dishwasher in my apartment.
Oh, yeah.
Or what I'll do is I'll just seriously call. I feel overwhelmed if there's dishes in my sink, so I call the IE.
You know, topic aside, dishwashers, they're very common now, even in China. But it feels kind of weird to use a dishwasher in China somehow.
Really?
I don't know. What do you feel?
Excuse me, I just got done telling you that I hate doing dishes. So
I know.
Stick those bad boys in the dishwasher, press play, and there you go.
Yeah, it's the easy way. It just seems strange.
Yeah, right, well, it is the easy way. So back on the topic. So anyways, this is Thanksgiving. So during Thanksgiving, the celebrations, the typical traditional traditions that we do are, it's considered not necessarily a religious holiday, but what we do is we do basically stand around the table, give thanks, and pray for everything that we've been given so far in our lives. And we just spend time with family. And the biggest two things that people focus on Thanksgiving are football and parades. Because the football game is normally, they have like something called the Turkey Bowl. Or they have like whatever they have on Thanksgiving, but literally it's game after game. And what I used to do is I used to hide the remote control from my brothers because we hated football. My sister and I did, yes. We just wanted to watch. We had one TV growing up. So, you know, or then eventually
too. So what? I had one TV growing up.
Well, we had one for the upstairs, one for the downstairs. So eventually my sister and I caught on and went downstairs where it was nice and cold, freezing, and to watch the game.
Okay.
So let me tell you a little bit about Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. It is an important public holiday in the United States, celebrated again on the fourth Thursday in November.
Mm-hmm.
In the United States, obviously. So it originated as a harvest festival. Okay, so Thanksgiving has been celebrated nationally on and off since 1789 in the United States.
Wow.
Yeah, after the proclamation of George Washington. And it's been celebrated every year since 1863. So Abraham Lincoln proclaimed a national day of Thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent father. This doesn't even make sense. Who dwelled in the heavens? I don't know about this one. All I know is that the reason we do have Thanksgiving was because it was celebrated by the pilgrims after their first harvest in the New World in 1621.
Mm.
And actually what I remember is that Native Americans, who were the first Americans, obviously, who are actually Native Americans, no one else or native. They actually taught these pilgrims how to harvest and how to grow their food. And so what happened was they decided, in order to show thanks, the pilgrims basically invited the Native Americans for a feast, and it lasted for 3 days. And this is why we have Thanksgiving, is to basically thank the Native Americans for teaching us how to grow and harvest.
Well, that's the story I heard.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, it is.
Okay. Yep. So Thanksgiving, it has a very, very good meaning attached to it. And that's probably why in recent years I think it's also catching on here in China a little.
Mm-hmm.
Although it's still not very common for Chinese people to bake an entire turkey on Thanksgiving, but mm-hmm. they might, you know, either order or maybe cook some turkey dishes.
Yeah, exactly. Cook some turkey dishes. Well, let me tell you, share some of the food that we eat for Thanksgiving.
All right.
Okay? So it's...
Eat something else besides turkey?
No. Just kidding. Yeah, but you know what the new tradition is for turkey?
I don't know.
Not just to bake it, but to deep fry it. The entire... I'm not kidding. The entire turkey. You can smoke it. You can smoke it, which means you put it into a smoker, and you smoke it for several hours, which actually tastes really delicious.
Yeah.
Or you can bake it, but the new thing is to deep fry it. So you basically put it in a huge can, like this huge tin of oil, and literally fry it for a few hours.
An entire turkey deep fried.
Yeah, an entire.
Oh, healthy indeed.
I know, right? People will find any way to eat fried food in the United States. Okay.
Yep.
So some very typical types of food are mashed potatoes with gravy, mm-hmm. which are very delicious. And you can either... Okay, so Americans, we have discovered how to make everything easy for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We have instant mashed potatoes, which are basically dried, processed potatoes.
Potato powder.
It's powder. All you have to do is put boil water and pour 2 cups over mashed potatoes or until they're soft, mix them, and they're done in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't taste so great. Or what you can do is, like my mom, she would buy like 2 bags of potatoes that are like 40 pounds each and make my sister and I peel potatoes for 3 hours on Thanksgiving morning.
It's Rosalie's personal complaining time again.
Yeah.
Skip this part.
Yeah.
Come back in 2 minutes.
So we'd have to peel potatoes for hours on end just so that my mom can make potatoes from scratch.
Yeah. But,
yeah.
Well, to be honest, I love mashed potatoes.
Me too. I love them. They're just amazing. That's actually something I have not eaten for 3 years here.
Really?
Yeah. Actually, okay, so I'm lying. Last Thanksgiving I ate like a little bit. But normally that's not a food that Chinese people eat, so they don't even serve it at American restaurants. So, you know, not really that I know of here. Not the ones I go to.
There are quite a few around here who do serve mashed potatoes.
Well,
I don't know if they're good or not.
Hold your horses, because I'm coming.
Okay. 这个感觉除了吃火鸡还有什么呢? 土豆。 其实是这个土豆泥啊，配上肉汁 gravy. Oh, gravy! I'm hungry.
I know, God, so delicious.
Yeah, they're both very good.
Yes. Okay, so we have mashed potatoes with gravy, and then we have sweet potatoes, which is very, very common. They're orange potatoes, and I think I've found some here, but I tried cooking them once, and they did not taste the same. Okay, sweet potatoes we put in everything. Not only do we bake them. Okay, cut them up and bake them and put a little bit of butter and cinnamon on it. You can also make sweet potato pie, sweet pumpkin pie, sweet potato everything.
Yep.
Okay, yeah.
Sweet potatoes, I think the ones that we have here are really, really different from those from the United States. I like them here, though. But I don't know if you can find those American sweet potatoes here in China. Maybe you can. Tell us where you can get it.
Yes.
You can.
Exactly.
All right.
All right, so then another thing would be cranberry sauce, which I really like.
Hmm.
It sort of like has the consistency of Jell-O, but a little bit firmer, and it's cranberry, complete cranberry, and this is the best. It comes in a can. So in the United States, you just buy like, you know, like 6 or 10 cans of cranberry sauce, cut it open, and flip it on the tray, and you're ready to go. Slice it, make it look beautiful, and it takes, again, 30 seconds.
For that part, don't be too guilty. We buy jams here in cans, too.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes me feel better.
Yeah.
We have sweet corn, a lot of fall vegetables, squash, like I said, pumpkin pie, green bean casserole. Now we have, like, a cheese potato casserole, which is kind of like hash browns with sour cream, cheese, melted on top, and you put it in the oven, and it is the best. I can eat, like, Oh my gosh! I want to go home for Thanksgiving.
All right, this is the end of the show.
Bye bye. So we have all of these. What else? My mom would make so many different foods. Every type of food for Thanksgiving. But you know what? I complain about having to do it, but it is what made my childhood the best and made Thanksgiving incredibly memorable for myself.
Yeah, it's like old time spring festivals for me. When I was a child, Spring Festival was the only time when you could, you know, have new clothes, light up firecrackers, and of course have a whole table of delicious food.
Yeah, so amazing.
Yeah, from, you know, dumplings to everything else. Because when I was a child, China as a country was still, you know, far, far not as wealthy as it is today. So we could only have, like, maybe chicken, fish, or even ham, specifically on Spring Festival.
Mm-hmm.
But that was when I was like maybe 4 or 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like the best day of the year. But not anymore. In one hand, this is a good thing that the standard of living has been improved. But on the other hand, it somehow doesn't make Spring Festival that special anymore.
Yeah, really?
Mm.
Oh, that's so bad. But Spring Festival still is very unique, but it's also an extremely culturally rich holiday.
It's
not diluted at all, which I really like and I admire, and I think it's one of those things that should never die and, you know, keep being the same.
Yeah, and likewise, you know, as Spring Festival, I believe, is also getting popular overseas with so many Chinese people overseas.
Yeah,
people
sure.
all interested in, you know, other cultures. And these Western festivals are really getting their heat here in China. As for Thanksgiving, I know a lot of people cook their own turkey nowadays.
Yeah.
But besides eating, are there anything else that's related to the festival?
To what, Thanksgiving?
To Thanksgiving.
That's a very good question. Let me talk about some of the traditional things we do for Thanksgiving.
Sure.
Okay, so one obviously is eat food, tons of food. As I said, charity. What we do is we go and hand out free turkeys and free meals for the homeless who don't have families or a place to live. And all of these homeless shelters, lots of people volunteer to serve Thanksgiving dinners to hundreds of people in many different locations.
Very nice.
Yeah. Another thing that we do is, as I said, we give thanks. So what we do is we stand around the table and we basically go around each and say what we are thankful for, and then we say a quick prayer and say,
okay.
So this is actually what I plan on doing, you know, hopefully. I don't know what I would like to do, but this year I would actually like to have people at my house to make Thanksgiving dinner and, you know, just sort of bring back the holiday for myself, because it's nice to go to someone else's house and kind of get dirty, you know, but at the same time, I don't know, I think I want to kind of bring it to myself or a few close friends and see if they can make it and just make it like a family-oriented thing, so we'll see.
Yeah, well, I feel sorry that you can't go back home to enjoy all this, because it really sounds so good. The food and all the activities, even the football part, is not that bad.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is a fantastic holiday for, is it exclusively American people holiday?
It is.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, this is specifically for America.
Mm.
It's a very, very special thing. And, you know, it goes on and on and on with all the charities that you can, you know, do and giving thanks. And this is something that I really love.
Is it just one day on the day that you celebrate?
It is. And it's because it's a national holiday, we actually get 2 days off from work. So it's considered a national holiday, so we get 2 days off from work. And like I said, it's on a Thursday, so everyone gets Thursday and Friday off. We all get 4-day weekend. So the next way that we normally celebrate, a huge way, is since 1924, in New York City, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is held annually every year in Manhattan.
Mm.
Yeah, and basically it's sponsored by Macy's. Macy's is like a huge department store in the United States. Some things are extremely expensive. It can go from very, you know, inexpensive to very, very expensive, but I love Macy's. It's actually one of my favorite stores. Just talking about it, I can't wait to go on, like, during Christmas. But anyways, so we have huge parades. It's normally like 2 hours televised on Thanksgiving, and it's normally commentated by, you know, like, news anchors or celebrities or something, and it features huge parade floats of all different kinds, like turkeys and families and, you know, Spider-Man and just all different kind of characters, and they hand out candy, and, you know, it's basically restaurants can sponsor it if you want to just get your name out there to advertise all these different things. And they have marching bands, high schools, universities that go and kind of do that. And it's, you know, they also, I think the last float they normally have is Santa Claus.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, which is normally celebrated for 2 months now, because I can assure you some of my friends are starting to shop for Christmas already.
Yeah.
They're trying to beat, you know, the lines and everything else like that.
So for this year, Thanksgiving falls on the 24th.
Yes, it's normally between the 22nd and 24th.
Yeah. 今年的这个感觉呢在11月24号啊，还有几个星期的时间，大家可以准备一下，到时候呢也可以召开一个 Thanksgiving party， 或者啊也可以像西方的朋友们一样去感受一下，去这个朋友家呀，或者说是其他的地方去感受一下感觉在西方人心目当这样一个独特的一个位置，其实只是美国人啊。All right, so I guess this is it for the introduction of Thanksgiving. Let's all look forward to it.
Yes.
拜拜
拜拜。
本节目教材由盛智学习集团美国国家地理学习公司提供。
接下来您将收听到的是怪怪故事屋，小朋友们一起来听外教老师讲英文绘本故事吧。
Radio 774，声音在耳边，世界在心里。北京外语广播，聆听资讯，分享优质生活。
Left me here so all alone, nothing left to hold.